In 2004, Texas DPS troopers seized 90,000 pounds of illegal drugs. That's the largest drug haul in DPS history. The tons of cocaine, heroin, marijuana, and methamphetamine are valued at more than $189 million and were confiscated during routine traffic patrols. DPS spokesman Tom Vinger says there are two primary reasons for the increase in drug seizures.
Training and opportunity. There's a lot of drugs out there. There's a lot of drugs that are coming from points south, going through Texas. It is probably one of the main transshipment points for drugs. And so it shouldn't be surprising, as our training has improved in this area, that we're setting new records. A lot of it's getting through. There's no doubt about that. But when you take 90,000 pounds of drugs out of circulation, that's significant.
Pick a major highway in Texas and you've stumbled onto a drug trafficking route. Troopers made more than 2,100 drug-related arrests last year. Vinger says the seizures and arrests can be traced back to more specialized training under a technique called looking beyond the traffic stop.
You look at a variety of factors. Does their story match up? Where are they going to? Who do they have with them? Are they nervous? What type of vehicle are they driving? Sometimes certain types of vehicles are known, for example, to it's easy to remove the gas tank and put drugs in them. 18-wheelers. We've really started focusing on 18-wheelers the last several years.
Vinger says he's no alarmist, but the quantity of drugs seized is the tip of the iceberg, and that tells him there are literally thousands, if not millions, of people purchasing narcotics and creating a market for the drugs here in the U.S.
Clearly, compare what we catch to what is getting through, it's probably a small amount, relatively speaking. I mean, there is a lot of drugs getting through. The fact that we are seizing so many drugs is not good news, because that means there's a lot of drugs that are getting through.
Virtually all of the U.S. cocaine supply comes from South America, much of it across the Texas-Mexico border. Texas provides a route for methamphetamine supplies to travel across the border and into labs in Oklahoma. The Dallas-Fort Worth area is considered a major transshipment center for the wholesale distribution of narcotics. The Department of Justice consistently ranks Texas first in federal drug seizures. Laurie Johnson, Houston Public Radio News.